Bill and Joel Morning Show. Our focus now squarely on health, in particular a new treatment that's out. It's kind of interesting. It deals with ED, erectile dysfunction, and it's not one of those pills. It's something a little bit different.
Hey, we're going to find out about it. Dr. Brent Sharp, Georgia Urology, is on the line, one of our resident experts. Dr. Brent, you doing well today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all today?
We are good. We're doing fine. Thank you very much. So, forget all these commercials about the pills and all this kind of stuff. There is a different type of treatment. Let's talk about it.
Right. There is. There's a new treatment out. It's been out for a little while, but we've started doing it at Georgia Urology. Currently, we're the only urologist in the state doing it. You know, we have a special interest and a specialist in our practice, which treat men's health and erectile dysfunction. We've mentioned that several times on this show. So we went and brought this to our community in a way that it could be done by a provider who knows a lot about the condition. And what it is called low energy sound wave or low energy intensity sound waves therapy. And what that is a sound wave can be delivered via a machine to the penis and perineal area. And that has been shown to repair the blood vessels. It even has, in some studies, talked about maybe forming some small new blood vessels. But it works about 50 to 60% of the time in patients. So it's very new. And it's no pills, it's no medicines, it's nothing that the patient has to do, and it may have some form of a long-term effect on it.
What's the, is it several treatments? Is it one and done? And what's the usual time that you see results?
Right. Usually, what the treatment is, it's six treatments, typically about once a week, but over a 10-week period. You don't have to come every week if there's certain reasons that you can't. And what happens typically at about 6 to 10 weeks, that's when we start to see these people kind of improve. You won't improve after one or two therapies, but what will happen is even though you've stopped and completed the six treatments, is over the next period of time, months or so, you'll get even more improvement. So you're going to get more improvement. The reason is because we're talking about a healing process here. That doesn't happen like taking a pill and it's just there. This takes a little bit of the body to take its time, but when you're doing a repair, that should hopefully work more long-term. And, you know, it has lots of advantages. It really has almost zero risk. It's not medicines. It has no complications. It doesn't make anything else harder. That the only real disadvantage is it's not covered by insurance. And we at Georgia Urology have decided to make that reasonable for patients. There is a entrepreneurial place down in Atlanta, and they're cash pay, and they're almost three times what we're charging. We want to provide a service to the patients. We know that if they get good results, then they're happy with those, and something that patients can get done here locally.
Dr. Brent Sharp, Georgia Urology, with us here today as we talk about low-energy sound wave therapy called SparkWave. What has the results been so far with your patients? I mean, feedback from them, I guess, is the best way to ask this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I said we did a small little pilot study because we wanted to make sure that what we were doing was medically sound and not just something that patients would be paying for. And we found about 50% of our patients saw some improvement. So what is some improvement? Now, SparkWave therapy is not going to take the man who has not had that function for 10 years to a normal 30-year-old. I like to say, if I could make you 30, I'd have a lot nicer office. So, you know, it's not this miracle thing, but what they saw is an improvement. So let's just say that they were having some trouble thinking about needing pills. Now they don't need pills. We had people come off of pills. We had people go from a therapy that is more aggressive than pills down to being able to take just a simple pill before intimacy. So, you know, you have to look at improvement and what does that mean? And I think people have to understand this therapy is not going to make that function like it was when we were 18 or 30 years old. But I don't think most patients expect that anyway.
Yeah. What I find interesting about this and in general is the fact that we tend to see more and more procedures like this using sound waves. I mean, we've seen lithotripsy for years, but this is just another way that we're using something different that's not invasive.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the exact same concept of sound waves to break up kidney stones, you know, called extracorporeal shockwave therapy. It's the exact same thing. It's generated through water, but you know, that is a pretty intense shock wave or sound wave that you're giving to the kidney to kind of break up a stone. And
sure.
We all know stones are hard. This is very low intensity, very non-painful. And again, we've not had anybody complain. And you talk about results. So what the other thing we've seen is we've seen people come through our office and they are getting that function to return in the office during treatment at the beginning. So within like one or two or three treatments. In that setting, they're getting the erection where they weren't getting it before. So I think that's very predictable to what people are going to see 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months down the road.
Well, this is really kind of groundbreaking information you brought.
Love the technology, man.
Yeah, brought to the table here today. From Georgia Urology and Dr. Brent Sharp with us. Dr. Brent, how do we find out more?
Well, you first of all can go to our website, gaurology.com. We have that up. The company has a website, too. Again, it's trtllc.com, and they can learn about that. They obviously can call. We've got brochures. A lot of people probably hearing the ads on the radio, as we talked about, out of a more entrepreneurial place. So we have some resources available to them. They can go to the Internet and look at it. One thing I'd like to just kind of bring us home and remind everybody that we've talked about a sensitive subject, but understand that us as men, this is a key factor to our health. Recently in this community, we lost a leader, 47 with three kids, to cardiovascular disease. I don't have any idea his medical condition, but what I can tell you is a urologist or primary care doctor can use questioning about erectile dysfunction to predict heart disease 93% of the time.
Really?
And
wow.
That's something I want your listeners to drive home. If you have this issue, yes, we can help you, but you need to go see your regular doctor because it is a sign of something to come.
Dr. Brent, that is a big note to go out on. Maybe we can follow up on that conversation next time you're on.
Absolutely. Love to.
All right, we'll do that. Dr. Brent Sharp, Georgia Urology, with us here this morning. Always appreciate you being on. Thanks for what you bring to the table. Hope you have a great weekend, my friend.
No, you too. Thank you. Be safe.